Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Coordinator. Mr. Coordinator, my country is deeply concerned with the use of improvised explosive devices by terrorists, which has considerably increased in the last couple of years. Use of IEDs by such criminal entities has indiscriminate effects and devastating impact at all levels, especially on civilians. Unfortunately, my country has been the target of heinous terrorist attacks. We condemn such cowardly perpetrated attacks in any part of the world. We are convinced that the AP2 is the appropriate forum to address the challenges posed by the IEDs. In November 2015, we had useful discussions on the improvised explosive devices. As one of the affected countries by the IED attacks by different terrorist groups, we highly appreciate the expert presentations and other contributions by delegations. The report on IED submitted by the coordinators is the result of a dedicated work conducted in close cooperation with states parties. We thank the coordinators, you, in this regard. We see value in further discussions on the ways and means to curbing access by terrorists and criminal entities to military explosives and IED precursor materials. Nevertheless, we know from our experience how difficult and challenging it is to control and prevent such dual-use materials to end up in wrong hands. As it has been known, artificial fertilizers and some chemicals used in daily life, including gas cylinders, which normally used in kitchens, are being utilized as strong explosive materials by terrorists. Also, in some cases, they are reinforced by explosive of ammunition and by small metal pieces. Turkey attaches great importance to the awareness of the IED threat among military, intelligence, police, other security stakeholders, and general public, and supports the efforts on avoiding illicit stocking, transport, possession, and use of explosives. As duly recorded in Turkey's answers to the IED questionnaire, there are laws and regulations towards controlling explosives and materials which could be used in preparation of IEDs. All Turkish security forces, as well as the intelligence agency, work on counter-IED efforts. There is database and various equipment specific for counter-IED activities. We believe that information exchange on IEDs, IED incidents, their humanitarian effects, and the implementation of the International Ammunition Technical Guidelines will help the states to address the humanitarian concerns arising from landmines, booby traps, and other explosive devices. As such, we think that a worldwide or regional network system for rapid information exchange could strengthen the struggle against IED-based threats. There is no doubt that terrorism has become a global threat. Therefore, without any discrimination, we must react against all types of terrorist acts in solidarity and cooperation. We are looking forward to further discussions. Also, on the basis of inputs received on the questionnaire presented by the coordinators, Turkey submitted its answers to the questionnaire, and we encourage others to do so. We think that this is a useful mechanism. We appreciate the efforts of compilation of existing guidelines, best practices, and other recommendations aiming at addressing the diversion or illicit use of materials. We also see value in the submission of national reports as a tool of confidence building, transparency, and cooperation and assistance. Thank you very much, Mr. Coordinator.